Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As spring turned into summer for an afternoon yesterday, the two city schools got together for a North and South track meet at the Ralph C. Bold Track at Bloomington North High School. And for the first time in 25 years, the girls tied 66 points apiece. The boys of South were victorious over North 79-53. The girls couldn't be separated as the events swung back and forth throughout the day. The long jump was going to settle the team title. South knew with a win they would force the tie, and that's exactly what they did as Faye Bryant took home the first place honors there. The Panthers had double winners in Senna Hendricks in the 100 and 200, 1276 in the 100, and 2596 in the 2. North countered with wins in the 400 and 800 as Javonique Roberts ran 61 seconds in the 400, while Grace Williams ran 224 in the 8. South's Todora Galuska ran away with the 1600, 519, while Maya Haggerty's 1120 in the 3200 was a comfortable win as well. Jordan Monson was the second double winner for the purple and white. Her victories in the 100 and 300 hurdles helped force this tie. North's Dontrice Barber continues her dominance in the shot put, and her teammate Elena Walls continues hers in the discus. The high jump went to Alicia Martin, the pole vault to Lindsay Way, as the Southsiders continued to keep up. But the relays, all maroon and gold. The 400, 1600, and 3200, all to Justin Helmer's Cougars. The Cougars were Conference Indiana champions last weekend, and Tom Stokes' Panthers should be pleased that they have caught up to their city rivals, at least into a head-to-head meet. They'll know exactly the times and distances needed as sectionals and regionals are right around the corner. Our second report today will feature the boys' side, as the Panthers of Larry Williams knocked off city rivals Bloomington North 79-53. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part two of our reports today wraps up the city track meet on the boys' side as Larry Williams' South Panthers defeated Justin Helmer's North Cougars at the Ralph C. Bold Track on the north side. The Panthers of Larry Williams opened the meet with a 3,200 relay victory and closed up shop, winning the 1,600 relay as well, sweeping the relays for the day. Maverick Thierry led the way in the sprints for the Southsiders as he picked up first in the 100 and came in third in the 200. The depth of South also proved valuable in the 1600 as Jack Gilliard won and teammate Ian Shaw finished third. In the 3200 meters, it was Shaw, Josh Miller, and Jacob Wisniewski leading a South 1-2-3 finish. Their other 1-2-3 finish came in the 110 hurdles as Chase Washington, Quantrell Porter, and Max Molt swept the podium there. South added more points in the 300 hurdles as Molt finished first and Washington was third. First place points came from double winner Jonathan Dodrill as he took home the crown in the shot put and the discus. Maverick Thierry added to his busy afternoon, finishing second in the long jump. And wrapping up the field events, Aaron Chestnut was third in the high jump and South finished 1-3 in the pole vault with the Hensley brothers, Luke on top and Ethan finishing third. As for the Northsiders, Kobe Sterner enjoys his home track. He was a double winner in the 200 and 400 meters and scored points finishing third in the 100. Drew Warren and Isaiah Hollers went 1-2 in the 800 meters while Hollers finished second in the 1600. Teddy Waxler was a double winner for the maroon and gold. He won the long jump and the high jump. David Johnson was second in the 300 hurdles, while Nathan Moore and Parker Lewis went 2-3 in the shot put. Moore and Noah Ponce 2-3 in the discus. And Garrett Ramsey was second in the pole vault. The purple and white pick up their second big win in just less than a week's time after winning the Conference Indiana meet on the weekend. Now they defeat city rivals Bloomington North on their home track. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.